Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Joining the show, Radio.com, NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights at sportsbooks. Don't want you to see, be smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. We welcome in every week at this time, Brian Scalabrine. We enjoy our lively conversations when it comes to this. Scals, how about the four in a row Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, capabilities in this league and consistency in this league are two different things. I know, but we... Right from the start, we saw what the Cavs are capable of, and we all know what Colin Sexton is capable of. And so, you know, I was never a huge Andre Drummond fan. I didn't think he impacted winning. It was weird how when they sat him on the bench, they struggled for a little bit. But we all can agree Jared Allen's better. You know, I don't think that Colin Sexton got snubbed per se this year, but I do think he will be an all-star in the future. So they have what it takes to be good. Now, like, they don't have to win the four games in a row. Can they have, you know, can they be 500 for the rest of the year? Can they battle into that 10th place and have that play-in game and do a little bit of that? We'll find out. But I know that when the Cavs are good with Colin Sexton and Jared Allen, they're going to be pretty good.
Scal, you mentioned Jared Allen. That is such a difference between him and Andre when you talk about energy. And always, it just seems like when you watch him, you know, based on body language and everything else. And with Drummond, that was always the issue. But with Allen, it's never the issue. And that picks up a team, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with Jared Allen is he does exactly what a big is supposed to do, whether he catches the ball in the middle of the paint in that short roll area and he hits a guy, spins off, and finishes. You can go over the top to him. He's not trying to do too much. He's fine being a big man. He's fine, you know, setting hard screens and rolling to the basket. He's fine rebounding and running the floor. He just plays a very consistent style. And Drummond is a guy who rebounds the ball. You know, sometimes he's this, sometimes he's that. He does some crazy things. He tries to take the ball full court. Like, you won't get that with Jared Allen. You'll get a solid big. And sometimes when you're talking about big men who have high motors, just having them be solid out there and having their athleticism and their length impact the game is good enough. And I think that's what you're finding right now. And I'm really, because of the stories that I've heard about Colin Sexton, he, you know, works out three times a day and all that stuff, I root for guys like that. So, and I like Jared Allen too. I want to see what these guys are capable of, obviously, and how much consistency they can have when they go out there and play, because they can have an awesome 1-2 combination in the NBA.
Brian Scalabrine joined us on the hotline. You just made me think, because Colin Sexton, like three times in the last 2 weeks, has been out there immediately after a game doing the move that Kobe Bryant made famous, I think, originally, which was, game just ended, I just had a bad game, my team lost, I'm going to go out there and shoot jump shots against nobody. While the cameras are rolling. And I'm not making fun of Colin Sexton, because we saw Tyler Hero do it last night. I want to know where you are on guys doing this. Is there anything to be gained by this? Is this just a move for optics, or are guys getting better out there after games?
So you know, this is how I look at it, and this is from my experience. So let's say I had a bad game, and my bad game is very different than Colin Sexton's bad game, but I would always feel bad until I played basketball once again. So we had a back-to-back on the second night. I played bad and we took a day off. you know, but it, once I got back into the gym, I got back in there and I started getting some shots up. I get back to my routine, my workout. That's when I'll start feeling good again about, like, all right, now I know what I had to do today. And, you know, I'm not you know, bringing in mental health into this, but, you know, there are some times where, you know, I feel sad after a bad game and I want to get back out there and play basketball. I never did that for the optics of it, for sure. But I know a lot of people who drive back to the practice facility with no fans being in the building. These places shut down pretty quickly. So I think for a guy like Colin Sexton, there's a mental health aspect to this, which is I want to – you know, I'm playing bad. I don't want to feel down for, you know, the whole night. I don't want to lose sleep over this. Let me get back and trust my work. And a lot of players in the NBA, they feel good when they get their work in. And I'm assuming how hard Colin Sexton works. You know, we hear two times a day during the season, three times a day during the off season, that there's a little bit of trust involved in him feeling good, him sleeping better if he gets back into the gym. So I don't think they're doing it for optics. I think they're doing it just for, like, the way that they feel and the way that they can sort of move on from a bad game.
It's funny. Mark Price used to do that for the Cavs when they played at the Coliseum. He would go up to the practice court, like up on the seventh floor of the building, because he didn't want to be bothered.
You got to have cameras. You have to have it documented.
He didn't want to be bothered by janitors or whatever, but that was before the days of camera phones.
Well, there's cameras on every phone, and every player films every workout. So whether there's a camera and it's going out there or they're putting it on Instagram, it's kind of the same thing, right?
You look at the Cavs, though, Scal, they're 2.5 back of the eighth spot. I mean, we were talking about this before, Anthony and I, that, man, the East is just so much parity. There's just so many teams not giving a crap. And you go on a little bit of a streak. The Knicks were the 4 seed a couple days ago. The Knicks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the Cavs. Like, they're clearly good enough to be a playoff team or a play-in team. And, you know, the NBA with the new rules about 10 teams making it, it creates an opportunity for the rest of the people to battle every single day. And I think you will get sort of like a different effort from players knowing that they can make that 10th seed and end up, you know, being in the playoffs. You know, if it was a normal season, there'd be a lot of teams eliminated. So I just think the idea that there's two teams that are going to play in, and then you smoothed out the lottery odds on the back end, I think you're going to get some teams that are going to be battling to the end. And if playoffs is in their picture, a lot of teams are going to play a lot harder. So I think what the NBA did was good. And what we're seeing right now is, like, these young teams, when they get it going, they can be tough. There's another gap right when these guys come back from All-Star. If they can come back hitting the ground running, like, you know, carry some of this momentum into after the break, then that probably will make or break whether they are going to be in that playing game or, you know, whether they're going to be an 8-9, which, I mean, I'm sorry, a 7-8 versus an 8-9. Like, those two things make a difference.
Some bigger picture stuff and some trends that are developing in the NBA. You know, we see scoring continues to go up. You're seeing some teams, I mean, statistical anomalies or statistical records that could be set this year by the sheer amount of teams that are averaging the most they've ever averaged. I saw in the month of February, the most amount of players ever averaged 30 points a game that we've ever seen in NBA history. So how do we evaluate? Like, we're seeing some great young play at times by Colin Sexton, and Garland continues to get better. But how do you stack that up against everybody else when it seems everybody in the NBA is putting up amazing numbers?
One thing I thought you were going to ask me is, like, comparing to the players of the past. But you can't do that. You just have to look at, like, how much better are you than the players that you're playing against? So here's what I do. You know, like in a game when a team makes a 6-0 run or 8-0 run or something like that, you know that at that point, this is when it's going against your team. Like, that bucket is valuable. That bucket right there, that the next possession is a really valuable possession. And the Hall of Famers are getting a bucket. You know, the All-Stars are getting a really good shot and probably scoring. The guys who aren't on that level are the ones that you watch that possession and they're just like, they don't feel comfortable out there, or they take a terrible shot. There's a difference between being good and getting a good shot and being just an average player and taking a hero shot. So I evaluate, and a lot of that has also, you can look at the fourth quarter. Like, what does the fourth quarter look like? How are they executing? Are they not turning it over? Like, all those plays. And I'll tell you once again, the difference between a Hall of Famer and an All-Star, maybe two plays a game, an All-Star and a non-All-Star, maybe another two plays a game. So Is Colin Sexton making those plays when his team is back against the wall? Is he making those plays in the fourth quarter where you're looking around saying, like, man, that was a special play? There's not a lot of guys in the NBA that are making that particular play. So that's how I evaluate whether a guy is a beast and he's going to be tough and he's going to continue to grow. It is a lot of it has to do with those clutch moments throughout the game.
And let me piggyback something Anthony was saying. Last night, Phoenix went into L.A. and beat the Lakers. And I caught some of the end of the game. The reason why Phoenix won, Brian, they play defense. The Suns actually move their feet. There are teams, I don't think you'll disagree with me, right? There's some teams that just don't play any defense anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who has a big part of that is DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton is one of, like, so I played with Kevin Garnett, and he had a great mouthpiece, Rasheed Wallace. He came in at the tail end of his career. Those guys really talked. Kendrick Perkins, a guy who talked. And when you're on the perimeter guarding and you have a guy calling out all the coverages, you build a lot of confidence in you. So I think that the Phoenix Suns guards, they get out and they guard a little bit better, knowing that you have DeAndre Ayton back there. So I think that makes a big difference. And that was the start of it. They played defense during the bubble last year where they won those 8 games in a row and didn't make it. And they also get after because it's Chris Paul, and they're much more organized out there. So the Phoenix Suns are for real. They have a team that, like, I would be shocked if they don't win a first round series. That's how good they are. They have all the pieces that you would want to win. Now it's just a matter of, can Devin Booker, who hasn't been in that scenario, can he make enough big plays? Can Chris Paul stay healthy? And then I think DeAndre Ayton is going to make an impact in the playoffs, at least on the defensive end of the floor. People will start noticing it.
Ryan Scalabrine. Talk to you again in a week. I enjoy these talks. Let's do it again.
You got it, guys.
All right, there he is.
Thanks, brother.
Ryan Scalabrine. That was Radio.com, NBA Insider. Ryan Scalabrine, Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Be smarter. Read the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. I'd love it, Matt Derry, if after a missed field goal, a field goal kicker goes out on the field for 30 minutes and just kicks field goals. This is going to happen. You know for a fact this is going to happen. Like, if I have a bad segment today, I am going right over. We're going to film it, and I'm going to go over.
You're going to go into the studio?
Yeah.
And turn the mic on and work on it?
Yeah, I'll do it during Baskin and Phelps, so it's going to be awkward.
You've never done that before. And you would never leave the studio if you did.
I know. We'd be screwed. What would we do? All right. Still some more to talk about when it comes to the Cavs. I want people to hear more of what Terry Francona said yesterday, because he was pressed by reporters. And I want to know what fans think, because I am getting a wide variety of tweets right now. Some people are like, oh, really? Athletes and coaches, they womenize? Why is this a story at all? And I'm getting others on a complete end of the spectrum saying, if they knew about it, they got to go. So that is a huge chasm. We're going to go into that next. You're going to hear more from Terry Francona. And then we'll get to Kevin Stefanski, his comments yesterday. We also have J.J. Watt. We also have an indicator why Drew Brees could be going into television for good. And it's something near and dear to my heart. That's all straight ahead here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.